Okay, so we're doing Gemara, and we're going to try to get to the Tosfos. So, the Gemara is easier than Tosfos. So the Pasuk says, it describes the case of Galus, and the case of Galus is where you, you're in the forest, and you're cutting tree, and something, the wood or the axe or whatever goes flying and kills the other guy. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you need a case of a forest? In any case, who cares where you are? Say you're in a forest, say you're in whatever. Right? What do you learn by telling me the case is a forest? Right? So the Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you what. If the forest is public, both the Nizak and the Mazik have a right to be in the forest. Right? Both the Nizak and the Mazik have a right to be in the forest. And it excludes a case where you kill him in a place where you don't both have rishos. Okay, well, you don't both have rishos. If it happens in a place where you don't both have rishos, so then you're pater. There's no galus. So what's the case? So the plain case is if you're, let's say, it has a case of Gemara and Bava Kama has this. You're like a blacksmith, and you're just cutting or doing work with iron in your house, in your shop. And then it turns out, there's some guy walks into your house, right, unbeknownst to you, and you throw metal around your house, because you're a blacksmith, so they do that sometimes, and you kill a guy. So he didn't ever supposed to be in your house. So that's the case of your potter. So what it's teaching you. What it's teaching you is that your potter in that case. If he's in your house or in your chatzar without rishos, if you have rishos, fine. You have rishos, you knew he was going to be there. But if he just walks the trespasses into your house and you kill him, so it's teaching you, you're not responsible for that. Okay? And I saw the Meiri says, also you learn that if you trespass in his rishos and you kill him by accident, so then you're also your potter. Because that's like Karl Mason. So yeah, right, because it's Karl Mason. But let's leave that case out for the time being. So the case is, again, where the Nizak is trespassing. Right? Nizak trespasses. Nizak walks into someone's house. And then he ends up being killed. So the question is that's what teaching is, that you're not chayef. You're not chayef for killing a trespasser by accident. Right? That's the limit. So what's the idea? So what's plain pshat? Why you not chayev? Why you not chayev?
He was a hazard.
He went in there. So it's karv lemezer or karv lanas?
Karv
lanas, right? Because what's he doing in your house? I don't know. I have to watch out for him. He's in my place, right? That's not my responsibility.
What if he wasn't looking threatening? What if he wasn't looking threatening?
Oh no, that's not the case. The case is where I'm just throwing my metal around the house. I'm a blacksmith, and that's what I do. In order to whatever, make a sword, I throw metal at the wall. Now it turns out the guy walks past my wall, breaks into my house, walks past my wall, and I kill him. So you would have thought, look, that shogeg, you killed the guy with shogeg, so it's teaching you, no. But yeah, you're only chayev where you both have rishos, but since he never had rishos to be there in the first place, so therefore that's not considered shogeg. That's not considered shogeg, but it's karv lanas.
This depends on if you're in America.
In America. Yeah, right. In America, you have to kill whatever. You go to jail for that. Yeah. So the question is, right, so that seems reasonable. Right? I mean, after all, he's trespassing. Well, I have to be worried about killing him. So I just want to know, so can we define what's the question? What's it teaching us? Right? If they have rishus to come in, then it's a case of galus. Or it depends. If they had rishus, this is a Tosis and Ramban. If they had rishus to come in at this moment, then it's kind of amazing. Because you should know, you told them to come in. Don't worry, come in whenever you want, and then you throw the thing. Then it's kind of amazing. If they just have some general rishos to come in, so then it's just like in the forest, basically. So then they both have rishos to be there, and then it's a shogeg.
Can't say that a blacksmith shop.
The case here isn't so much because the blacksmith. That's just an example. I mean, it can be my own house. The case doesn't have to be a blacksmith. That's just the case in Bava Kama. But it can be my house. A guy walks into my house, and I happen to like to play darts, and I throw darts in my wall, and I hit him in the head, and I end up doing it. So he doesn't do with the fact that he knows it's a house that I play darts. It doesn't matter whether he knows it or not. The point is that it's in my house, and the saying is the halacha is just learned out from the case of Yar, that you only chai when it's like a Yar, it's like a forest, which means they both have rishos. But since he doesn't have rishos to be there, so I'm not chayiv. So the question is, what's the idea, or what's the hamin, what's the maskan? What would I have thought, and what's the teaching? Let's take the easiest case to take, is let's say you're lowing a bucket. So the normal case, you're lowing a bucket off your roof, right, the Mishnah has, and you drop it, and you kill a guy, you have a shogeg, right? And let's say your house is surrounded by your courtyard, and your courtyard is your private property, and you don't know one has a rishos to enter your private property. It says keep out, whatever. You know, it turns out a guy happens to be hanging out in your courtyard, right? He happens to be hanging out in your courtyard. No rishos to do it. So then, if you're pushing, if you're doing loading your bucket and you drop it and you kill him, so then you're potter because you're never supposed to be there. Never supposed to be there. So this is what she's saying here, is that. And you'd say, look, you're always chayev to guard against killing people. So now if you kill him, the shogeg, you're chayev mitzvah. You're chayev kagalas. Right? I don't care, he has rishos, don't have rishos. So he's a bad guy, he's trespassing. But bottom line is, I have to be on guard, they don't kill people. Period. And if I kill someone by accident, I'm chayev, I did a dangerous action. And you're chayev, you can't, when you do dangerous actions, you have to be careful. And you weren't careful, you killed him. Kamash Malon is teaching you, know that your Chiyuv Shmira is dependent upon Yar, dependent upon Rishos, the forest. It's only the case of a forest to show you. Your Chiyuv Shmira is because, dependent upon the assumption that he has Rishos to be there. So as I have a, whenever you're in a place where there are other people there, where you have assumed that there are other people around, you have to be careful. You have to be careful not to kill anybody. It's based upon that assumption, the assumed presence of other people, and the fact they have a right to be there. What does it mean they have a right to be there? They have a right to be there means they have a right to be there safely. Right? In other words, you have a public place. What does it mean it's public property? It means everyone has a right to go there and be safe. I mean, you have a right to go there, but you get killed. That's not really a right to go there. So in other words, given that a person has a right to be there, so I must be careful if I do dangerous things there, because he has a right to go in there to walk down the street. And his right means to go down the street and be safe. So I'm chayiv to, if I want to do my thing in the street, I have to be careful not to kill anybody. But if I'm in my own rishos and there's no one else has any right to be there, I have total rights to do whatever I want. I can do dangerous stuff in my house. Whatever I do, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be shomer. I have a chiyuv shmira. Yeah, I have a chiyuv shmira insofar as there's other people around, insofar as I assume there are other people around. But if I know that he doesn't have rishos to be there, so now I don't have to do. I don't have to guard. I have a right to do dangerous actions. It's my property. My property. My chiv shmira is dependent upon the right of the other person to be there. And the person with no right to be there, you can't tell me I have to be careful when I throw around knives in my house. Look, you don't like it. Don't be here. So you don't have, look. If I gave you permission to be here, so give me permission to be here means, feel free to come in, and I'll be careful. Of course, feel like rishos means you have rishos to be here and to not get killed. That's what it means. But if you don't have rishos to be here, so you have your din of shmiras nefesh is limited to a situation where there are other people there with rishos. That's what's teaching you. You would have just said no. Your chiyuv shmira is automatic, is intrinsic. You're always chayav to guard for human life. So it's limiting. That's a halachedish. That is limiting your responsibility of guarding against life, against being careful, to the assumption of that other people have rights to be there. But you have a right to be totally flagrant, as long as they don't have rights to be there. It reminds you of like this thing, enter at your own risk. Enter at your own risk means, listen, you don't have a right to be here. If you go there, you just know there's dangerous stuff going on here. So if you enter someone else's property, you can't expect that he has to be careful. You can't expect that. You have no right to expect that. And he doesn't have to. Why does he have to be careful? Because he has to make sure he doesn't kill anybody. Don't be there. You don't belong there. You want to go there. You can't force on him to be shomer in his rishos. He has a right. It's his property. The chiyuv shmira comes from the presence of everybody else. That's what it's saying. It's not an intrinsic din that he must always be guarding against killing people. I have a right to do dangerous stuff in my house. That's my right. I have a right to do that. As long as they don't infringe on anybody else. Now, if they want to come into me, that's not my problem. But once I'm out in the street, So I can't say, probably he's not there. Then that's already the din of Shmira. Shmira means you have to take into account far out possibilities. And take into account. But the Chiyuv Shmira is based upon the Rishos of other people to be there. Once there's Rishos, there's Rishos. So now what about the other side? Let's say, the Miri says this is true also. Let's say I enter his Rishos and I kill him B'shogeg. Okay, the Mazik enters Shlo Rishos. Okay? I enter his Rishos. I'm trespassing in some other guy's field. And I kill him B'shogeg. Right? So then also, yeah, that's also included that you're going to be Potter. Because it says the only case of Yar is where you both have Rishos to be there. So now, the killer doesn't have Rishos to be there. And that's also not Gola, but because that's Karl Mesa,
the nearest. That's the din? The din is he's Potter?
Yeah, he's Potter because he's Karl
Mesa. So that completely cancels out the Rishos thing because he has to take into account that the owner's going to be there.
Oh, well, the thing is like this, is that sometimes Karl Mesa is worse. He's worse than...
He's Potter because of the Mazid.
Right. Right. But can we explain that? Can we explain why that's Karl the Mazid? Or can we define that point?
Because...
on the surface, you'll say, listen, I trespass into a guy's field, into a guy's forest, or his whatever, and I start chopping wood. And it turns out a thing flies off my axe, and then it kills the guy. So I'm doing the same thing. A little show gig. Now all of a sudden I'm Karl Mazur. Why am I Karl Mazur? How does that become Karl Mazur? I'm just doing the same exact thing. You say I should have watched him? Fine, I should have watched him, but that's why it's show gig. Who cares that I'm trespassing? Why does that make me Karl Mazur? Moshe's saying like this, that if when you're in Rosh Hashanah, so it actually runs again very well, I think. It's similar, it's very close to that other thing, is that if you're in your own Rosh Hashanah, you have a right to do dangerous actions. Period. You don't have to be somewhere. Right? No one else has a right to be there. So I have a right to do whatever I want. If Mishas Rabim, I also have a right to do dangerous actions, but I have to be Shomer. Right? So I have a right to chop wood in Mishas Rabim, but I have to be careful. If I'm not careful and he gets killed, that's Shogi. In somebody else's property, I simply have no rishos to do dangerous actions. I can't go into your property and start doing dangerous actions. I don't have a right to do it. So if I do it and I kill him, that's flagrant. That's Karl Mazur. Because you don't have a right. And this whole thing is based on Rishos. So in Rishos HaRabim, you can't just say you're never allowed to do a dangerous action in Rishos HaRabim. Because the function, the society works because people do stuff in Rishos HaRabim. And Rishos HaRabim is a place of the public. And I have a right to do stuff. And I have a right to chop wood. That chopping wood may be dangerous. So I have to be careful. And that's fine, you have to be careful. You have a right to do it in the first place, though. You just have to be careful. Now, if you weren't careful, so that's lack of shmir, that should be. But if in somebody else's rishos, you simply don't have a right to do dangerous actions in another guy's rishos. You can't say, I'll do a dangerous action, I'll be careful. Get out of my property. You don't have a right to do dangerous actions. My property is my property. It's not your property.
What was
he
doing
that
was dangerous?
What?
What was he doing that was dangerous?
Chopping wood. Chopping wood, which is a possibility that the thing could fly out and kill somebody.
This is you or another guy.
Well, chopping wood, we're saying chopping wood is always an action which has a potential of danger, right?
Okay.
So if I do it in my own property, so I have full rights to do that. We'll call it dangerous. Dangerous, I mean potential to kill, okay? If it's in my property, I have full rights to do that. I could do whatever I want. I don't have to guard against anybody. Nobody else belongs in my property, okay? If I do it in Rishos HaRabim, I have a right to do it if I'm careful. Right, I have a right to do it if I'm careful. So I could chop the wood, I just better look around. If I don't look around or I end up killing somebody, that's shogeg. Because I did have a right to do it in the first place, but I had a right to do it in a certain manner, with care. And I didn't do care, so that's shogeg. If I'm in his property, if I trespass, you simply don't have a right to do dangerous actions in somebody else's property. You can't say, oh, I'll do it, but I'll make sure I don't kill the owner. What do you? You don't simply get out of here. You don't have a right to be here in the first place to do. You go and trespass. You certainly can't do a dangerous action, so the very action itself is pshia. See, in Rishos HaRabim, the action itself is fine. It's just that I didn't do it with the proper care. That's shogeg.
Right.
But in Rishos, in the other guys, Rishos, the action itself is flagrant. You shouldn't have been doing that in the first place.
It's a double thing?
It's not as double. It's like the very... basis of the thing is flagrant.
Therefore, what do you get?
Oh, so therefore it's kind of amazing. You can't claim that I'm just a shogeg and get a kapara of galus. You don't deserve a kapara of galus. Kapara is where the guy, it's like a slip up. It's, look, I was doing it. I had a right to be doing it. I should have been careful, and I was errant, and I didn't, you know, I was absent in my responsibility, I wasn't careful enough. But you can't say I wasn't careful enough if the very action I'm doing is flagrant, is unlawful, I have no right to be doing it in the first place, and then I kill somebody while doing it, that's the kind of amazing. That's like if I'm driving a car, then the school zone 80 miles an hour. Say, look, the action itself, look, it's an accident, yeah, but the action itself is flagrant. So here, you have no right to do it. So once you don't have a right to do it, that's kind of amazing. The premise of shogeg is where you have a right, that's interesting, it kind of helps us define the line. Shogeg is where you have certain actions you have a right to do if you're careful. Right? When you're in public, you have a right to do dangerous actions with care. And if you do so, then if you slip up and you don't have care, that's shogeg. If you're in your own rishus, you have a right to do it without care. Therefore, it's kavlanas. If you're in his rishus, you don't have a right to do it in the first place. And that's kavlamezid. So what the Torah is doing through Ya'ar is it's showing you the middle case. It's showing you, it's limiting for you, both extremes it's knocking out. And it's showing you, it's limiting. The case of galus is this middle case. It's interesting how the one leeway can knock out both cases. But it's showing you the case of the din of galus is a case where you have a right to do the action with the Chiyuv Shmir, with Shmir. Which is a case where there's a Rishos for other people to be there. Rishos for both of you. If you both have Rishos to be there, so you have Rishos to be there, that's good. It's like you need Rishos on Nizog and Lamazik. You need Rishos to be there because that's what gives you a right to do the dangerous action in the first place. But the fact that the other guy has Rishos to be there makes it that you have to guard when you do the dangerous action. Right? It's like the two of you feel nice thing. Your rishus is what allows you to do the action. His rishus to be there is what demands that you're shomer when you do that action. If I'm in my rishus, I have a right to do the dangerous action, and he doesn't have rishus to be there, so I don't have to guard. If I'm in his rishus, I don't even have a rishus in the first place to do the action altogether. So those are the extremes. And this is the middle case. This case where it's goes. Right? Okay, so that brings us to Tosfos, I think. I mean, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is good. It's good. Now, Tosfos is the mystery. Okay, but I think we'll leave it for tomorrow. But you got to look at the Tosfos. I mean, it's hard for me to even ask a question. I'll tell you, the basic question he's talking about, again, is where you... But you tell me what you think in this case. And again, if I am pushing a wall from my property into Rishos HaRab, right, so it's the Rishos Rabban, he has Rishos to be there. And I have Rishos to be there. But in my property, he doesn't have Rishos to be. So do you say that's considered a case where I am off the hook?
Again,
I'm pushing a wall from my Rishos into Rishos Rabban. Okay? From my
so Rishos you're not allowed to do that.
I have Rishos Rabban, he has Rishos, I have Rishos, everyone has Rishos, right? But in my rishos, the other guy doesn't have rishos to be. The nizak doesn't have a right to be in my property, and I'm doing action in my property. He killed him in rishos harabim. So you say,
yeah, but he doesn't have rishos to push a wall into rishos harabim.
Right. So you think is what we go by is where the action happened, where the crime happened, so to speak. The crime scene. The crime scene is in rishos harabim. Rishos harabim. They both have rishos to be there. Who cares that I did it from my property, and in my property, the Nizak doesn't have rishos to be, and he's not there. That's totally irrelevant. But somehow Tosfos thinks that should be a problem. I mean, it seems, we have to look at Tosfos, but
so he seems to be
wondering why you're chayav in that case.